sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. Today for Song of the Soul, we're going to follow up on what we started last week when I shared portions of the interviews and songs I did over the past 3 years with folks who have appeared at the Kerrville Folk Festival in Texas on the New Folk stage. When I looked through Kerrville's list of performers, I found a lot of folks who've been on my shows, 30 of them to be a bit more precise, and I decided to give you another sampler of the great talent they've hosted there. In fact, I found that in addition to the musicians I shared with you last week, I had interviewed 7 winners from Kerrville's New Folk stage. And so today we'll be hearing bits of my interviews with David Wilcox, David Roth, David Massengill, Jonathan Bird, Ann Feeney, Danny Schmidt, and we'll be starting out with Tom Nielsen, because he's the first one of the lot that I had interviewed. In his case, the first show I did with Tom was back in April of 2007. After getting to know Tom, I asked for some music.
If I were to start with one, it would be the Four Lane Highways and Mobile Home Song, because that's about the farm culture I grew up in.
And how do you think about that culture at this point in your life? Positively, negatively, or
what? Oh, it's who I am. Those are my roots.
I kind of assume your family would have been pro-union, pro-farmer.
It's interesting that my mom's dad, who I called Poppy, and he was anti-war. He was in World War I. He almost died of the flu, so he saw very little action. But he left New York City after Hiroshima and Nagasaki because he was just appalled at dropping the bomb on people, and he thought everyone was going to have nuclear weapons and one would be dropped on New York. But he became very, very anti-war, but he always voted Republican, maybe because Lincoln won the war. I don't know. But I was raised on the Daily News by a mother who was teaching me about civil rights and the class system. So there's a lot of contradictions in what I was learning. My education became my mother's education, and it wasn't difficult once I started developing a sense of the world and the globe and Vietnam and so forth. It wasn't difficult at all for her to make that leap also.
So you started out pretty much from Four Lane Highways and Mobile Homes. Should we listen to that song? And
if you would like to, that would be fine.
Let's do it. It's by my guest for today's Song of the Soul, Tom Nielsen.
"4 o'clock in the afternoon, the border collies call. Martin's on his John Deere, Monty's yelling his caboss. Barn doors open up for Halsteins, each one knows her place. Catch a tail with dried manure, whisk across your face. Catch a tail with dried manure, whisk across your face. Music on the radio plays a country tune. Rhythm with the milking machines and sweeping with a broom. We put in hay till midnight so we could beat the rain. This farm is family, don't know no other name. This farm is family, don't know no other name. Then the government told us, get big or get out. But Butts and Nixon got no clue what farming's all about. Wall Street brokers raised the interest rates to make some dough. Banker with our mortgages, counting what we owe. Banker with our mortgages, counting what we owe. I watch our fields go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. The kids don't see no future and they're gone before they're grown. Can't imagine what the cost, how to measure what we've lost. When our fields go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. Go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. We brought the bulk tank and the corporation truck. One by one the creameries in all the towns dried up. GLF, Esso Station and the General Store. And the DNH haul and freight don't stop here anymore. The DNH haul and freight don't stop here anymore. I watch our fields go to four-lane highways, mobile homes. The kids don't see no future and they're gone before they're grown. Can't imagine what could cost, how to measure what we've lost. When our fields go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. Go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. Swimming hole at Lover's Lane, where we used to go to take a dip or hanging out or watch your campfires glow. There's posted signs in our face. Don't these people know how to live in a place and not shut off the flow? Don't let our fields go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. Parking lots and fast food spots and another banker's loan. Can't imagine what the cost, how to measure what we've lost. When our fields go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. Go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. Late shift at the factory can run a farmer down. There's milking cows and growing crops is full time all around. Working hard to build a home is what these farming folk have known. Till you find them in the Sandhill Cemetery ground. Till you find them in the Sandhill Cemetery ground. Don't let our fields go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. Shopping malls, can we stop the wall from taking what we own? Can't imagine what the cost, how to measure what we've lost. When our fields go to four-lane highways and mobile homes. Go to four-lane highways.
You were just transported back to April of 2007 when I interviewed Tom Nielsen, who went on the next year to be a winner at the Kerrville New Folk Stage. The song we just heard was Four Lane Highways and Mobile Homes, and the full interview that it's excerpted from is linked with the show on northernspiritradio.org. Chronologically, the next Kerrville New Folk winner I hosted was Danny Schmidt. He was a Kerrville winner in 2007, and he joined me in August of 2008. I, of course, asked what he wanted to share.
Let's start with Company of Friends. That leads us into the, I don't know, we were talking about what we're doing here this afternoon, and for me, I'm catching up with one of my best buddies, and the song is just about how your friendships and your relationships are sort of the only thing tangible you really have when you boil all the rest away.
You know, that may be true until you have children, which is, of course, a relationship, too. Do you have children, wife? Have you, commitment, you said, is one of the issues that you're talking about on the CD Man of Many Moons. Company of Friends, commitment to?
That's a more organic process in my mind, as opposed to sort of a commitment by decision, where you're sort of at a point and you need to decide which road you're going down and sticking to it. Whereas for me, friendships have always been a very organic, slow-built process that just seems to happen.
I want to get people started off with your music right away. This first song is Company of Friends, and it's by my wonderful guest for today, Danny Schmidt.
Let them laugh for all laughter. Let them cry for laughter's end. But when I die, let them judge me by my company of friends. When I die, let them toast to all the things that I believe. Let them raise in glass to consciousness and not spill and drop from grief. Let the bubbles rise in midnight. Let their tongues get light as thieves. But when I die, let them toast to all the things that I believe. 'Cause I believe in restless hunger. I believe in red. I believe in private thunder. In the end, I do believe. And I believe in inspiration. I believe in lightning bugs. I believe in slow creation. In the end, I do believe. And I believe in ink on paper. I believe in lips on ears. I believe what's shared is savored. In the end, I do believe. And I believe in work on Sundays. I believe in raising barns. I believe in wasting Mondays. In the end, I do believe. And I believe in intuition. I believe in being wrong. I believe in time. And I believe in living smitten. I believe all hearts will mend. I believe our book is written by our company of friends.
Company of Friends by Danny Schmidt. His website is dannyschmidt.com, and Schmidt is S-C-H-M-I-D-T. It must be confusing having people with different endings, D-T, T-T, and so on. Did it take you long to learn it? Did you master it right away by first grade, Danny?
I suspect that I did. And now it doesn't even matter because Google is smarter than all of us.
With songs like Company of Friends, it's no wonder that Danny won at the Kerrville New Folk Stage in 2007. And he has a lot more wonderful songs, six of which he shared with me on Song of the Soul in 2008, which you can hear at northernspiritradio.org. In 2010, I had the privilege of welcoming Anne Feeney to Song of the Soul. By then, she was no longer New Folk, having captured the Kerrville Crown in 1989. We visited for a while, and then I asked for a song.
Well, I thought we'd start off with my big hit. This song is being sung in paddy wagons all over the world. I never would have guessed that the first song that really hit for me would be about civil disobedience, but it was my friend Molly Rush's civil disobedience. She was one of the plowshares activists that hammered in a nose cone in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, in the early 70s. It might have been the mid-70s. With the Berrigans. She's a suburban grandmother looking at very serious federal jail time for pouring her own blood on a missile and hammering it with a little ball-peen hammer. And I thought, something is crazy in this world when we can drop bombs, carpet bomb a country like Vietnam and douse it with poison, and that's not a crime. And Molly Rush pouring her own blood on the nose cone of a missile becomes a criminal who has to spend 10 years in jail.
It is crazy. When did you write this?
I was down for Clinton's second nomination. I was at Democratic National Headquarters with a group called ADAPT and Not Dead Yet. And they're both disability rights activist groups. Not Dead Yet is the militant wing of ADAPT. We were all arrested at Democratic Headquarters. It took forever to haul these people off because most of them were in gurneys and huge, heavy electric wheelchairs. In fact, I have some fabulous pictures of the Atlanta cops coming in with their standard-issue paddy wagons and then getting a look at the people they had come to arrest and realizing they brought the wrong gear. Within hours, they had requisitioned every access van in Atlanta to arrest these folks, but it still took 4 or 5 hours to get them out of Democratic headquarters.
So one of the questions I had for you was, have you been to jail? It sounds like yes. How many times?
Well, actually, I've risked arrest many times. And I don't consider the arrests that I had going to jail for justice. People who actually do hard time is who I had in mind. People who go to trial and are sentenced. Getting arrested on a picket line, as I have been, or getting arrested at a demonstration, as I have been, I don't think really counts.
Do you have any number one heroes, great luminaries for you?
Well, I learned a long time ago that it's not a good idea to idealize mortal people. I certainly have a lot of friends and colleagues and comrades I've worked with over the years that I adore and respect. Jerry Tucker in the labor movement is just an amazing fellow. Ed Sedlowski, Molly Rush in the peace and justice movement, Anne Wright. Oh, my goodness, Anne Wright is just an amazing woman. There are a lot of people that I really admire. My friend Joni Rabinowitz in Pittsburgh pretty much set her mind to eliminating hunger in Allegheny County and has just done the most amazing work founding an organization called Just Harvest. My friend Barney Ursler during the layoffs and Paul Lodico during all the mill closings in Pennsylvania founded the Mon Valley Unemployed Committee, and from the late 70s until now, they have delivered so many services to people who have lost their jobs. And, of course, that's a boom industry in Pittsburgh right now, losing jobs. People who just quietly set about the task of righting a wrong.
You have a lot of the best friends, it sounds like. And it sounds like you are saying a thank you and pleased to know you with your song, Have You Been to Jail for Justice, by Anne Feeney.
Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down always. to take a stand? Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. You law-abiding citizens, listen to this song. Laws were made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote, and children worked the mine. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks with guts defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. Now the law's supposed to serve us, and so are the police. When that system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. It takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. So get courage from your convictions. Let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Will you go to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine.
That's Ann Feeney with her song, Have You Been to Jail for Justice, here today with us for Spirit in Action. And that visit with Ann Feeney was back on December 5th, 2010, and it was actually a Spirit in Action interview rather than my Song of the Soul program. I saw her in person at Wisconsin's Fighting Bob Festival in 2014. I actually saw her and Bernie Sanders, too. And she and I talked about having her back, which I regret not having followed up on, especially since she died in 2021. A great loss for music and activism. The full lists of my guests for these shows and the links to them are on my northernspiritradio.org site, and there are a lot of them, considering that I'm closing in on 20 years of bringing you these wonderful world healers. Browse around northernspiritradio.org, and please take a moment to post a comment when you visit, giving us feedback, suggesting guests, and making our communications two-way. We're so much better when we work together, and I view my work as lifting up the voices and visibility of world healers, something I think that is even more needed with the political changes currently in the U.S., which is also why we depend on listeners, not corporations or government, to fund our work. So please take a moment to donate when you visit northernspiritradio.org, and also look at our 35 or so stations where we're syndicated and support them. We're not quite halfway through the folks we interviewed who were, over the years, winners at the Kerrville New Folk Stage. So we'll go on to number 4, Jonathan Bird, who joined us for Song of the Soul in May of 2011, though he was a winner at Kerrville in 2003. As is typical for my interviews, I really wanted to get to know Jonathan, and after he shared his song Wild Ponies, I dug deeper.
This lifestyle of traveling all the time and sometimes playing for people who are drinking and all these sorts of things, it really lends itself to a wildness and to a recklessness. I had decided years ago when I was 29 years old, I made a commitment to being a musician, and I had to figure out what that was for me. And I think I spent some time being a little wild, a little reckless, and drinking too much, and maybe not paying enough attention to my home life and to my health. So I think the song was in some subconscious way my way of letting those things go and making my own decision about who I was going to be. And I have to say, I'm not a conceptual writer. I don't sit down with the concept, I want to write a song about this thing and then develop a metaphor and develop characters and that sort of thing. That's not the way I write at all. I sit down with a guitar and I start making music, and that music has a certain feeling, and then I find words that have that feeling. I often don't know what the song means for months or even years sometimes after I've started singing it. I know what it's about physically, but sometimes I don't know why I've written it until years go by. Sometimes even my wife will tell me what the song is about. I don't know, but she'll tell me, and she'll be right.
Well, give us some more music. I want to hear more how this grows out of you.
Right after Wild Ponies, there's a track called I Was an Oak Tree. I was inspired to write this by a song called The Highwayman that was recorded by Chris Christopherson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and who is the fourth one? There was a group, a sort of super group of country songwriters put together called The Highwayman, and they had this lead track called The Highwayman. And it has this beautiful sort of circular logic to it. It's about how one spirit can travel through all these things. I was inspired to write a song that was similar to that. I discovered this story about a tree that makes a journey from the old world to the new world. And in the process, this tree, the spirit of the tree, examines the world, the new developing world, and what it means to be in this world. And third, I guess I was examining the disparity between the new world and the old world. Here in America, we say something's 100 years old, and we say that meaning it's very old. You know, even in England, you say something's 100 years old, it doesn't have the same import to them at all. That's not old. It's just that there's a disparity between those two worlds, and I think the new world still has a lot to learn. We're almost like a teenager right now, and we think we know everything, but we have a lot of growing to do and a lot to learn from the older civilizations.
And a good way to learn it is to listen to The Journey of I Was an Oak Tree by Jonathan Bird.
I was an oak tree. It took 1,000 years to grow. And I've seen kingdoms come and go. I've seen the losers turn to lords and back again. I held the rebels when they hung them from my limbs. When men of fortune cast their futures on the sea, it's when they came for me. I was a slave ship under the standard of the cross. A hallelujah holocaust. And half were dead before we reached the other shore. And the captain never saw the coming storm that swept around the Cape and took us by surprise. And only 8 survived. I was a campfire, a pile of driftwood in the sand, the only comfort in this land. And 8 hungry sailors roasted acorns that they'd found and left me burning as they stumbled toward the sound of a church bell ringing out above the ocean's wind. And I was born again. I am an oak tree out along the wild Cape Fear, and there is talk of freedom here. Where is the kingdom that was here before I came? Where have the people gone who only left their names? A revolution's just a circle after all, and every kingdom falls. I am an oak tree. If it takes 1,000 years to grow, I'll see kingdoms come and go. I'll see kingdoms come and go.
Wonderful song, I Was an Oak Tree by Jonathan Bird. And it was when I heard that song that I determined to interview Jonathan, and it was later that I heard about his win at Kerrville in 2003. Again, I interviewed him in 2011, and this next clip of my series of interviews with New Folk winners took place in 2013, though David Massengill was a winner on the New Folk stage at Kerrville back in 1989. I had witnessed David's masterful story songs in the late 1990s at the Great River Folk Festival, And finally, in April of 2019, I talked to him asking about his song, Number One in America.
Probably the thing that made me, compelled me to finish it, Frankie Richmond, who was our maid, and it was black, and I was driving her home. And right down the State Street, which was the line of Bristol and Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, and I asked her about the Klan March. And I was thinking, maybe I won't finish that song, it's too hard. And I asked her what happened, and she said, well, the Tennessee side wouldn't give them a marching permit. The Virginia side did, so they had to march on the one side of the street. And she said, now, I'm not sure this happened this way, but she said, the Tennessee sheriff was standing right at the line and saying, you ain't coming over here, you ain't coming over here. And I thought to myself, I am going to finish that song for Frankie Richmond. So I ended up persevering. First place I played it was the Kennedy Center, and a lot of Bristol people came up. I'm not sure they were happy to hear that song. Some of them probably thought that I was putting down Bristol, but I wasn't. I was just showing the way you kind of ease into change in a big way, in a small way.
In 1963, in my hometown, Bristol, Tennessee, sitting on my mother's knee, watching Amos and Andy on TV. Amos was Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Little girl was tugging at his sleeve, singing, I have a doll my own color, please. He said, honey, you can make believe. Just then came a call on the telephone. It was the mayor, asked if my daddy was home. This was for his ears alone. Mom and me listened on the second phone. Mayor said, the Freedom Riders are on their way. They'll be here by Christmas Day. Our laws they vow to disobey. 'Cause our school's as white as the Milky Way. Well, now we're really in a fix. Can't let them show us a black country hicks. But once we let the races mix, it's goodbye Jim Crow politics. First it's 40 acres and a mule. Then they want to swim in our swimming pool. Pretty soon they'll be wanting to go to school. Where we were taught the golden. Imagine them telling us how to live. Imagine them telling us how to live. We're number one in America, number one in America. Beat the drum for us and overcome in Birmingham. Oh, to be number one in America. Axe handles versus the right to vote. Oh, why Jerry has all she wrote. Back of the bus, don't rock the boat. Separate but equal by the throat. That was 20 odd years ago. Where's the change in the status quo? Freedom land is lying low. It's shackled down on a rotten road. And a black skinned man still gets the snub. He applies to the country club, but he still gets hired to trim the shrubs. Get down on the floor and scrub. And there's a businessman out on his yacht. He's a rain of sunshine patriot. And all this talk about boycotts, he says it's all a common plot to be number one in America, number one in America. Beat the drum, the rumpus and overcome in Birmingham. Dynamite in a Baptist church, four teenage girls lost a lurch. Fire hoses and the billy club, police dogs and the racist thugs, the night riders and the lynching mob. Lawmen say they're only doing their job to stay number one in America. Klux Klan is still around with the permit to march in my hometown. But only on Virginia's ground, the Tennessee side turned them down. The sheriff stood there with his deputies, ostensibly to keep the peace, but he made us this guarantee. By God, they'll not march into Tennessee. Network cameras were triple tier. We laughed and cried and hooted and jeered. But mostly we stood there in fear till the Ku Klux Klan disappeared. In some far off distant dawn, when the black is president and not a pawn, will they burn crosses on the White House lawn and talk of all those days bygone? Imagine them telling us how to live. Imagine them telling us how to live. We're number one in America, number one in America. Beat the drum for Uncle Sam, overcoming Birmingham. Oh, to be number one in America. Last Christmas Eve at the Kmart store, a white family there, they was dirt poor. Father said, kids, pick one toy no more, even though we can ill afford. I watched your son choose a basketball, the oldest girl, the creosote shawl. The littlest girl chose a black-skinned doll, and she held it to her chest in awe. I watched to see how they'd react, since they were white and the doll was black. But the mom and dad were matter of fact, they just checked to see if the doll was cracked. So may you make a rebel stand, where black and white go hand in hand, till they reach the freedom land, where the lion lies down with the lamb. Oh, number one in America, number one in America. Beat the drum for Uncle Sam, overcoming Birmingham. Dynamite in a Baptist church, 14-age girls lost in the lurch. Fire hoses and the billy clubs, police dogs and the racist thugs. Tobacco clock, Little Rock, bought and sold on the auction block. Night Riders, yeah, and the lynching mob. Lawmen say they're only doing their job to stay number one in America.
Incredible song by David Massengill from his album Coming Up for Air. It's number one in America.
And you can hear that full interview with David Massengill on my 2013 Spirit in Action show on northernspiritradio.org. I've got both Song of the Soul and Spirit in Action interviews with David Massengill on my site, and my next Kerrville alumnus winner is also a David Roth. His victory at Kerrville was in 1986 and is the furthest back of anyone I've interviewed in my 20 years of doing these Northern Spirit Radio programs. I interviewed David Roth in June of 2013, and our visit wandered into some of his depths and heights. Here's a glimpse, followed by one of his songs.
You're a busy man, and you're a man who likes his privacy. We were just talking earlier about your Myers-Briggs. You're INFP. I think it'll surprise most people that you're an I, that you're an introvert on that scale. How does that jive with your music making?
Well, you know, Marcus, I do like my quiet time. I consider it recharge time. I can amuse myself perfectly and wonderfully, you know, endlessly. And then when it comes time to do what I do, another part of my personality emerges. It's not really a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of thing for me as much as different aspects of a personality emerge in different situations. And as an introverted person, it is interesting that I have been in a career that's 26 years and going full-time performing of my songs. But I guess it feels like some kind of forum to claim my voice. You know, I will often say in my songwriting classes that I use music to claim a voice in a life where silence once felt safer. You know, and I won't go into a long, detailed story about my childhood, but suffice it to say that it felt safer for me to go up to my room and close the door than it did to engage what was going on in our house. So now, as an artist, I, in some ways, am claiming my voice, you know, by singing, hopefully, my truth to anyone willing to listen.
I'm aware that you grew up in Chicago area. How deep are your Midwestern roots? I mean, you're in the East now, right?
Yeah, I live on Cape Cod. I married a beautiful Cape Cod girl almost 20 years ago.
So start us with some of your music.
We're going to start with May the Light of Love. This is an old song of mine, I guess written around the mid-80s, and I remember writing it when I was in Boston around Thanksgiving time, opening for a great folk singer named Louis Collins at a legendary folk club called Passim, which used to be Club 47. And back in the day, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and all Tom Rush all used to hang out there and play when they played in Boston. Now it's called Club Passim. And I played that song for the first time that Thanksgiving weekend. And the song has followed me for these 27-plus years, right up to the Kingston Trio recording it last year on their new CD. And usually a song I will end my show with. It just feels like a good thing to send people off with, and it feels like a good closing statement for what I'd like to leave people with.
So we're going to start with it, therefore.
Yeah, of course.
May the Light of Love, David Roth.
As we come around to take our places at the table, a moment to remember and reflect upon our wealth. Here's to loving friends and family, here's to being able to gather here together in good company and health.
May we be released from all those feelings that would harm us. May we have the will to give them up and get them gone. For heavy are the satchels full of anger and false promise. May we have the strength to put them down.
May the light of love be shining deep within your spirit. May the torch of mercy clear the path and show the way. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you every day.
And may we wish the best for everyone that we encounter. May we swallow pride and may we do away with fear.
For it's only what we do not know that we have grown afraid of, and only what we do not choose to hear.
May the light of love be shining deep within your spirit. May the torch of mercy clear the path and show the way. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you every day.
And as we bless our daily bread and drink our day's libations, may we be reminded of the lost and wayward soul,
the hungry and the homeless that we have in every nation. May we fill each empty cup and bowl.
May nothing ever come between or threaten to divide us. May we never take for granted all the gifts that we receive. Being ever mindful of the unseen hands that guide us and the miracles that cause us to believe. May the light of love be shining deep within your spirit. May the torch of mercy clear the path and show the way. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it.
May the light of love be with you every day. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you.
May the light of love be with you.
May the light of love be with you every day.
We've got David Roth here today for Song of the Soul, May the Light of Love. But David, that's a relatively new recording, right? I mean, the original back in 86, 85, that's traveled with you a long time. Is this the first time you've done an official re-record?
It is, and actually that song was the title song of my first cassette.
Ah, early on, David Roth released music on cassette, which would not have been unusual in 1989 when he got a crown or a trophy or a plaque or whatever winners get at the New Folk Stage of the Kerrville Folk Festival, though I was talking to him in 2013. Last of the Kerrville winners that we'll be sharing today is our third David of the day, David Wilcox, and he was my Song of the Soul guest in person at the Friends General Conference gathering in July of 2013, and a winner on the Kerrville stage in 1989. David Wilcox let me know a lot about his inner experiences.
I had this dream, a recurring dream for years and years, that I was somehow in this little cave on the side of a cliff. So imagine the Grand Canyon. You can't climb up, you can't climb down. You're just, there's this window, and you can look out at this magnificent view. And when I lean my head out, there's this updraft. There's this strong wind that blows my hair. And when I lean out a little farther, the wind is stronger. And in the reoccurring dream, it always happened the same, where the further I would lean out, the stronger the wind would get. And at one point, I've got my toes on the edge of the cliff, and I've got my arms outstretched, and I'm riding the wind. And I think to myself, if I were to let go with my toes, I would fly. And I never did. I always would say, I really like this life. I like being in a body. That was sort of how I would explain my fear of, don't just take off. You got to ground this. You got to sort of have this bliss, but do something with it. And so that was the challenge, to try and take this blissful feeling and somehow, well, not understand it, but at least find a way to bring that into what I was considering the mundane and the boring and the earthbound. I wanted to have both. I wanted to see if I could be in that gap. So for a long time, I was making up language. And when I went to Warren Wilson after my 4 years of travel and was accidentally a religion major, I would learn about all these great stories, which I really had never heard. I mean, it's so cool being raised by people from different traditions who both gave up completely on religion and decided it's all nonsense. It stops here. And so when I learned these stories, I was listening for the mystics who had written them. I was listening for not the stodgy little congregations, but I was listening for the wild men and women who could sort of barely contain this bliss, like Rumi and George Fox and, you know, all the mystics. And so I was pretty ecstatic to find that I had company, because I wondered why nobody was talking about this. My experience of bliss and sacredness was like, people could not have felt this, because otherwise the world would be really different.
Yes.
And so I just assumed that I somehow was this bizarre freak of nature and kind of got these weird sort of radio transmissions from somewhere. And I was having to somehow incorporate that into my life. So that's the bliss that I started with, and my job of trying to sort of understand that has been a wonderful, frustrating walking ever since.
Wow, and that all comes out in your music, of course, so give us another song Song of the Soul. And we will know this experientially, I think.
Yeah. There was a theme that I was on about halfway through there where I was talking about, maybe it's this one, actually.
Jesus,
called me a hypocrite when I said that I believe. He said, how can you follow love without a willingness to leave? Leave the gates and the passwords known by just your kind. Walk beyond the divisions that religions always find. And be the mercy my people need, the peace. This fight over faith won't bring them relief. I love them beyond belief. Jesus called me a hypocrite when I said I'd spread the word. He said, how can you teach of love unless you live what you have heard? Hear the hearts of the people crying out in pain, pain caused by dominion and fighting in my name. So be the mercy my people need, the peace. This fight over faith won't bring them relief. I love them. Called me a hypocrite when I said that I was saved. He said, how will your soul be judged with all the judgments you have made? Faith can't be a fortress, arrogant. Walk here beside me with these humble ones outside, and be the mercy all people need, the peace. This fight over faith won't bring them relief. I love them beyond.
That is Beyond Belief. It's from David Wilcox's recording Open Hand.
David Wilcox was the seventh Song of the Soul guest that we've shared here today, all seven having been winners on Kerrville Folk Festival's New Folk Stage. Clearly, fertile ground for fantastic music and deep folks. Last week, we shared interviews and music from six more recent interviewees of Kerrville stage renown. Go to northernspiritradio.org, search, browse, enrich yourselves, and join us again next week for Song of the Soul. The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.